KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, let's start with a rundown of high school basketball around the area last night. First in boys' hoops from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Creston topping Atlantic 59-52. Clarinda beating Red Oak 67-41. Shenandoah topping Southwest Valley 70-53. Glenwood over Thomas Jefferson 60-45. Carroll beat Kemper Catholic 76-45, Denison over Maple Valley 61-27. In Western Iowa Conference action, AHSTW over Riverside 73-33, IKM Manning beating Underwood 47-29, Audubon topping Missouri Valley 42-40, Tri-Center beat Logan Magnolia 66-38, Trainer over Bishop Heelman Catholics 56-46. From the Rolling Valley Conference, Glidden Ralston over Exira EHK 52-51, Peyton Sherdan beating Arweva 63-47, Woodbine beat West Harrison 44-40. Also around the area in boys' hoops, Stanton over Clark 68-35, Bedford beat Essex 65-13, Lennox over Orient Maxburg 64-24. In girls' high school basketball play last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, Creston defeating Atlantic 55-41. It was Red Oak over Clarinda 78-13. Southwest Valley beat Shenandoah 47-42. Harlan over St. Albert 46-42. Glenwood in overtime, a 73-69 winner over Abraham Lincoln. Lewis Central needed overtime to knock off Bishop Heelan Catholic 60-58. It was Carroll over Kemper Catholic 81-39. Denison beating Maple Valley 54-19. In Western Iowa Conference play, AHSTW outscores Riverside 89-20, IKM Manning over Underwood 70-66, Audubon beat Missouri Valley 58-10. In Rolling Valley Conference play, it was Cam over Boyer Valley 56-46, Exira EHK beat Glidden Ralston 61-25, Arweva over Peyton Sherdan 46-42, Woodbine beat West Harrison 46-31. Also locally, Nottoway Valley over Griswold 68-18, Bedford beat Essex 63-25, Stanton over Clark 68-41, Lennox beat Orient Maxburg 58-26 in girls basketball last night. Well, Jordan Bohannon had 5 3-pointers in the second half as Iowa pulled away for a 68-54 win at Syracuse in the ACC Big Ten Challenge game heard here on KJAN last night. The Hawkeyes used a 23-5 run in the second half to take command.
We were really slow out of the gate, but we got going and got open shots. And quite honestly, I don't think we took a really bad shot this entire night. They just weren't really falling, and we had that stretch in the second half where we just broke it open.
That was Jordan Bohannon. After 8 first-half turnovers, the Hawkeyes committed only 4 in the second half.
That was kind of a key point we made coming into halftime. We got limited turnovers. We had a couple dumb mistakes to start the game, but we started to get the ball moving and realize what we were doing on the offensive end. But defensive end, I thought we did a great job tonight. We really got them out of their rhythm.
Luca Garza led Iowa with 23 points as the Hawkeyes improved to 6-2 on the season with that victory. Noah Thomas hit a 3-pointer with just over 2 seconds remaining as Drake edged Wisconsin-Milwaukee 56-53 at the Knapp Center last night. Drake won despite shooting only 36% in the game. Here's Bulldog coach Darren DeVries.
I was really proud of the guys for their ability to stay with it on a night when offensively we didn't have it, and then had some guys make big plays offensively down the stretch. Roman hit a couple jumpers, and then Noah's big three to win it.
Thomas said his winning shot was set up by a pass from point guard Roman Penn.
Play was drilled for Roman. This isolation play. He sucked in 2 defenders. I couldn't even see where my guy went. It was just a step in 3. I couldn't have been any more open. Thankfully, just lined it up,
knocked it down. Liam Robbins led Drake with 11 points, and the Bulldogs improved to 7-2 with that victory. In top 25 college hoops last night, number 1 Louisville over number 4 Michigan, 58-43. It was 10th-ranked Duke over Michigan State, 87-75. Number 15 Memphis over Bradley, 71-56. Indiana knocked off 17th-ranked Florida State, 80-64. 18th-ranked Baylor over Maryland Eastern Shore, 78-46. Number 19 Dayton beat Houston Baptist, 99-68. 24th-ranked Butler over Mississippi, 67-58. Iowa State opens a 5-game homestand tonight by hosting Missouri Kansas City. The Cyclones are 4-3 after dropping 2 of 3 games at the Battle for Atlantis.
We got to get better defensively. I mean, that's when you look at our stats, statistics, analytics, we've got to be better. We got to defend the 3 better. We got to defend, be better field goal defensive percentage better. And we got to rebound. You know, slot selection leads to some poor defense, but if you look at offensive numbers, they're good.
That's Cyclone coach Steve Prohm, who feels this team has a lot of potential.
Biggest thing I learned about our guys, I think we can compete with a lot of different teams and a lot of different styles of play. And if we can grow on the defensive end and mature and get these guys really focused, that we can have a good basketball team. And it's actually some of the things that I thought would be strengths of our team early are our weaknesses right now and vice versa. And so we just got to continue to clean things up.
Kangaroos are 5-4 entering that contest. The Iowa Hawkeye women host Clemson tonight as part of the ACC Big Ten Challenge. The Hawkeyes are 5-2. Clemson enters with a record of 3-5.
But that record is incredibly deceiving because of who they've played. I mean, you've played against South Carolina, Maryland, Alabama. A lot of people would have those three losses on their schedule. So it's kind of confusing. You really don't know how good they are or because of their, you know, level of competition that they've played against.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter, who says the Hawkeyes will need to do a good job of protecting the basketball. The Hawkeyes will also honor former point guard Tania Davis prior to the game. Davis was a member of last year's team that won the Big Ten tournament title and reached the Elite Eight of the NCAA tournament. She's spending this season as a graduate assistant at Clemson. Well, some high school wrestling around the area last night over Traynor. It was Traynor beating Southwest Iowa 57-18. Traynor also downed Woodbine 51-23. The other half of that double duel saw Woodbine beat Southwest Iowa 52-21. Also at Winterset last night, another double duel saw Creston beat Nottoway Valley 65-15. Creston over I-35 54-18. Winterset beat Nottoway Valley 75-4. Ohio State goes into championship weekend as the top team in the college football playoff selection committee's rankings, followed by LSU, Clemson, and Georgia. The Buckeyes take on Wisconsin in the Big Ten title game on Saturday, while the Tigers battle the Bulldogs for the SEC crown. Clemson is preparing for an ACC title matchup with Virginia. Utah is fifth in the football rankings, followed by Oklahoma, Baylor, Wisconsin, Florida, and Penn State. The Sooners and the Bears square off for Big 12 bragging rights. Alabama's dropped to 12th. That's its lowest ranking in the 6 years the committee has been doing a weekly top 25 over the final third of the season. Iowa's number 16 in that college football playoff poll. The final rankings that set the pairings for the national semifinals will come out on Sunday. Iowa's Keith Duncan was named the Big Ten Kicker of the Year, and several other Hawkeyes were named with the release of the Big Ten Conference Defensive and Special Team Awards. Duncan was named the Bakken Anderson Kicker of the Year Award winner for the year, as Duncan and A.J. Epinesa were both named to the first team All Big Ten by both the coaches and the media. Several Hawkeyes were picked among the first three teams, including defensive backs Geno Stone, who was a second-teamer by the coaches, and Michael Ojemudia, who was a third-team coaches pick and a second-team media pick. Iowa honorable mention selections included Chauncey Golston, Cedric Lattimore, and Christian Welsh by the coaches. Golston, Stone, and Welsh were selected by the media. Iowa's Nate Stanley was picked as a Big Ten Football Sportsmanship Award honoree. Well, the Carolina Panthers feel a coaching change is in order amid a four-game losing streak that's dropped the team out of playoff contention at 5-7. Ron Rivera has been dismissed and replaced by secondary coach Perry Fuel on an interim basis. Rivera is the team's all-time winningest coach, going 76-63-1 in the regular season and 3-5 in the playoffs. He guided the franchise to a Super Bowl appearance, two trips to the NFC Championship game, and three NFC South titles. The Panthers are just 29-31 without a playoff victory since losing to the Broncos in Super Bowl 50 4 years ago. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.